Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Otaku by Default. I'm Dark Soundwave. With me tonight, we have Star Fox 64X from Xbox Live, Steam, Wii, everything.
Hi.
We also have with us, listening in, Lazarus. Hopefully he'll give his opinion later on. He says hello. We also have with us a special guest, the love of my life, Cherie.
Hello.
And our topics for tonight. The recent change to the World of Warcraft game, the Blizzard Real ID. Xbox 360 news and Project Natal news, especially. And some other things, like gems in the marketplace and everything, than we normally do. First off, cutting right into the chase. Blizzard Real ID. I personally am a World of Warcraft gamer. And this thing, it's essentially, in my mind, an abomination of privacy and everything. It's basically think Blizzard having an IM within their own game for those who want to talk to people, say, on StarCraft 2, Diablo 3, World of Warcraft, cross-server, cross-faction, cross-game. Basically how it works, you give your email address to your friend. They then add you, and you can add them. However, if somebody else on either your battle.net ID or them want to right-click them or you and view friends of friends, they can see everyone on your list. They can see you, your friends, your grandma, whoever the hell's on your list.
They can see your real ID friends.
They see your real ID friends. Not only with that, they can see your name. Not just your character name, no, your name, your first and last name. This is not great. It's basically going, here, have my name. Find out where I live now. In other words, I've used it. I have added both Laz and a few other of my friends, and I like it, yes, but at the same time, I hate it. Mm-hmm. Things that should be noted about this, Blizzard, up until a few days ago, have been refusing to talk about this. They've been closing forum posts from users about this. However, recently there's been forum posts added into the suggestion box of the forums on Blizzard.com and WorldofWarcraft.com about this.
It appears like they're not deleting those.
They're not deleting those, however. This is essentially, it's a big mistake if you post it anywhere else and whatnot, but it's a big mistake on Blizzard's part for deleting them and not letting people get the word out about this. The battle.
Well, one of the posts, it looks like they're actually relinking it instead of just completely deleting it. I'm not completely positive about that, though. But They're letting people somewhat comment on it, but they're being
picky.
picky about where it's going, and I'm not quite sure how often they're actually responding about it, saying exactly what's going to happen with it. So that's one thing I'm wanting to further research on, besides the fact of other stuff that we'll mention.
True. I personally am against this. However, Blizzard is going to be implementing this into the Blizzard forums. For example, your last name and first name will be shown in every post you make. So instead of it being how it is now, it is your character name and your realm you're on. If you have multiple characters, well, you can choose which one you want to go on. However, soon that's going to be removed, and it's just going to be your name here. I honestly do not want my name shown to people on the Blizzard forums, because 90% of these people, well, if you look at some of the posts, they're very, very scary. For example, Horde versus Allies, I mean, yes, it's a PvP game, yes, you can go on to RP servers and normal servers where you don't have to fight each other, but they bicker and everything on the forums itself. There's been posts where I've seen Blizzard not locking them down, immediately going, I will find out where the hell you live, I will kill your family, kill you, blah, 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 Xbox Live, little 10-year-old drama.
Do you really think they would get off their ass long enough to actually come out and do anything?
Oh, of course not. I fucking wouldn't.
Doubt it. Exactly. Although sometimes, you know, you worry still.
Yeah, I mean, there's always those constant fears like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, their suggestions on what they could change about that part, at least, is at least putting maybe your last initial instead of your full last name. Or the most recent one I saw was the fact of them somehow, if possible, making you post on your main character instead of trying to put anonymous posts on, like, maybe a level one character that don't ever play.
I personally have made up some changes that could be good for it with the help of Shuri here. Changes that should be made. Removing of your last name, as we've mentioned before, even if it was just changed to a last initial. I personally would not like I don't like people knowing my last name. It's a big, I want to call it a fear of mine to where, oh crap, they know who I am. I could get in trouble for whatever the hell I say. I could get a parent finding out where I live by calling so-and-so to find me and having them show up with a lawsuit at my door for saying things to their child.
Well, see, that's I don't really mind knowing my name because, if I say something, it's probably, really, how often does it really happen where somebody comes to your house and say, gives you a lawsuit over something you said over the internet? I know there was that one woman who apparently caused a little girl, like a 12-year-old girl, to commit suicide for, like, she was making fun of her and bullying her.
Oh, cyberbullying, yeah, that's a crime, apparently.
Yeah, that's a crime. You know, if somebody is bugging you that badly and you say, I know who you are, I'm going to come and get you, you can get them arrested for cyberbullying.
Sure. Yeah.
I really don't, personally, I don't care if people know my last name, It's not a big fear of mine personally, but I understand it would be to some people. I have a best friend who he will not put his name on anything. If he goes onto any site and asks for his last name, he doesn't get on that site.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll write in some other fake site, or he'll do fake addresses on there just so he won't have his address on the internet.
Yeah, it's essentially Blizzard is adopting the Facebook thing where recently if you try to sign up for a Facebook account, they ask for your first and last name. And if you... most people are, I want to say, I hate to use this term, but stupid enough to do it. Where, for example, they put on, like, John Smith as their name, if that was their name, and if John Smith went to a party and he got wasted as hell, puts a lampshade on his head, and dances around bare-ass naked going, "Wee!" Party. Now, if within the few days it was posted on Facebook, he went to a job. If he goes to a job interview, they can quite literally pull up your Facebook information as a background check and use this against you in hiring you.
And as I told you earlier, they can use anything against you. If you wear a tie that has too many colors on it, oh, that means you're, a hippie,
You're
a pothead because you have rainbow colors all over you. You're gay,
You're gay. you're queer. You're whatever.
They can not hire you for anything, not necessarily a background check they did on Facebook.
Hell, if that even counts, why does Facebook things not count for the Senate presidency with the changes being made to this? I mean, it's now usable in divorce court. Facebook's...
Sorry. But more often than not, they do count. Well, not majorly, but more often than not,
I'm sure.
Delete them so that they can never be found.
Yeah, so. But in true computer style, if you were to delete something from your computer, like, for example, if I were to remove Blizzard games from my computer, like World of Warcraft, it's gone. It's there. I think. The data's still there, though. The data will never go away unless you fully erase your hard drive. In reality, if you were to erase Windows, your operating system, if you wanted to fully erase it, you'd have to do a hard drive erase, as well as the registry and everything. and I'm being corrected by Laz. You have to remove it from your registry. Thank you, Laz.
Yeah.
You win a cookie.
Well, go ahead, sorry.
You win a cookie, Laz. I hope you're happy. Ass.
I was just going to say, you're right, you know, because a lot of stuff cannot be removed from your computer. I saw a thing where a guy was caught in a murder incident because he mailed off some thing, some bomb to some kid, and even though he deleted the mess, the address and whatnot off of his computer, the printer still had a copy of it in its little memory, so that's where they found it. They knew that he had printed that out, so you have a lot of stuff stuck on your computer even though you delete it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's like I said, everything can be used against you in the court of law and whatnot. You honestly have no privacy anymore.
Well, that happened a long time ago.
Which is not a good... It's just scary. It's a scary thing, and I'm not trying to fearmonger anyone. This is my honest opinion that this is the way of the future. It's a scary thing. Now, I personally have used this, and I have been in a raid, for example, in Blizzard, World of Warcraft, Icecrown Citadel, Ruby Sanctum, the new raids that came out for World of Warcraft. What's not implemented into it is we have to use a outsourced add-on, Deadly Boss Mods, to whisper a player that whispers us going, hey, this person's in ICC fighting this boss. We will whisper you what happens if he wins or if he dies. Thank you. This is already with an add-on for World of Warcraft. Now, StarCraft 2, I'm not sure it has it. Even though I'm part of the beta, I don't really care for StarCraft 2. I don't give a shit about it. It's not a fun game, in my opinion. I know I'm going to get blamed by many, many people for this, but is there a add-on or in-game thing where if there's a player that's inside of the game playing a match against a real person or in the campaign, whatever, are they going to get a whisper from said bot, the robot that monitors us, going, hey, this person's playing the game, you need to wait till he is done, please hold. And whisper you out, he is finished with this match, you may continue your conversation. That would be, I guess, in my mind, pretty great to have. It sounds like it'd be fun. It's just one of those things of... I'm sure Blizzard has thought of this. I'm very positive they've thought of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's moving on. On a lighter note. On a much lighter note. Xbox 360 news. Thank you, everyone, who came out on July 4th to come play Transformers War for Cybertron with myself and Ratchet. Unfortunately, Ratchet was unavailable because he was out at a party, the bastard. I don't remember all your names off the top of my head. I'm very sorry, but we had some fun. And I really am glad you guys came out. Great news for Cybertron. Two new escalation modes, maps, and map pack 1. Not sure when it's going to come out. Activision, give us a date, please. For Decepticon Escalation Mode, fend off waves of Autobots in the new map District. For Autobot Escalation Mode, fend off Decepticon waves off of in Forsaken. Two new multiplayer maps, Havoc and Fortress. I have not seen them. Apparently, they came with the pre-order codes. As well as 5 new characters. Key thing there, 5. Scattershot, Onslaught, Demolisher, Shockwave, and Jazz. However, 3 of these were previously DLC special for pre-ordering from retailers such as GameStop, Best Buy, Amazon. Unfortunately, for all those who bought it, you won't have to buy those. But, however, you will still have to buy the maps and the 2 other characters you didn't get. So, good news, people. You can have everything, but you just got to pay the money. I'm not sure if they got the maps fully. I didn't pre-order, because, well, hey, I knew I was going to come out as DLC anyways, because eventually everything comes out as DLC. So, what do you guys think about that?
I don't have the game, but it sounds pretty wicked.
Yeah. True, you don't have the game.
DLC is always.
I've seen you play it, but if somebody's going to spend $100 pre-game release, I expect to get something that nobody else is going to get.
Yeah, unfortunately, with special DLC that are come with pre-ordering, the final code, it's basically you are a beta tester for it. After they work out all the bugs and everything, okay, here you go, everybody else. For example, back, several games that included the DLC for those who pre-ordered, even if you did not pre-order them. Mass Effect 2, Originally, the Cerberus Network, it was only intended for those who pre-ordered. However, if you did not pre-order, you'd still get it inside the game.
Bye.
And it was also purchasable by those who did not get it later on from the Xbox Live Marketplace for 2,000 Microsoft points. It equals to $20, half the price of the game. Another example would be Dragon Age Origins. If you've played it, it's a great game. I recommend picking it up for your 360, PS3, whatever system it's on. You receive the Blood Dragon Armor as well as the Stone Prisoner DLC. However, if you did not pre-order it, if you pre-ordered it, I apologize, messed up my own wording. You would receive the Warden's Tower instead of having to purchase it through the Xbox Live Marketplace for, 800 points. I got the price wrong, which is $8. The final DLC that I have seen that nobody else got except for you pre-ordering. Who won? if it was Sergeant Johnson available from the pre-order for Halo 3 ODST. He is the only thing I've not seen available to anyone else. I personally believe that those who pre-order should not be treated special. In all honesty, you're spending few dollars less than the rest of it. You're basically putting on layaway for when it comes out. You go to the store and, hey, I got the money. Okay, here's your game. Here's your special code. By the way, it's going to come out to everybody else in a few months. Have fun.
See, I don't like that, I like the game so much, I wanted to get it more than anyone else, so I went and pre-ordered it before anyone else. I should get something a little bit extra than that person who paid $10 on the used bin 3 years from now, and just happened to buy the DLC as well.
Oh, exactly.
Right.
And get the exact same thing I get. That's bullcrap in my opinion.
I mean, I personally believe some games should receive special DLC. Like, for example, Oblivion, the Elder Scrolls, the Oblivion game. If you pre-ordered the game, which, I know it came out months ago, but if you pre-ordered it, you should have gotten special things, like every DLC for free, whatever. You should have gotten it special. If you pre-ordered, if you pre-ordered the Batman Arkham Asylum, you only got the Joker mode? I think it was Joker. I don't remember. I've not played the game yet. And that was the only way you're going to get that mode. I think if you want the game enough to pre-order it, you should. I mean, I personally am glad Halo is keeping with the style of, if you pre-order this big package, you get everything, including a little statue, including a helmet you can only get by being a Bungie employee, and you also get a special elite armor. All for the low, low price of $179.99. I mean, I personally have went out and bought it, and I've loved this. And I put the full price on Halo Reach. There. I put $179.99 exactly on Halo Reach, the Ultimate Edition. So when I go out to the store to pick it up on September 15th, midnight a.m., I'm going to walk out with a very heavy, heavy box. I'm going to then set it up and be awesome. Yay!
Okay.
See, because you love Halo so much, you went out and bought this and had more than anybody, and you spent a lot of money on it, you should get something a little bit more than somebody who, happens to buy it 3 years from now in a bargain bin.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, yeah.
You should get more than
that. Well, I mean, I personally believe some games should have exclusive content. Some pre-order exclusive. Some games. War for Cybertron, I was not happy with that because my area, I do not have a GameStop in my area. I quite literally have to go 20 miles out to get to one.
Oh, wow.
I quite literally do not have any place open after midnight to let me pre-order and pick it up. Unfortunately. So I was not happy when I heard that these were only if you pre-ordered. As the commercials tell you, GameStop, like, you get Shockwave only if you pre-order. Go now! I don't have a GameStop. Well, you're screwed! Ha ha ha!
Online?
I didn't know that Vegeta worked at GameStop.
I got fired from DBZ Kai, god damn it. Thanks for opening up an old wound, you ass. It's quite literally the announcers on the TV shows. Commercials. They tell you quite literally, only available at GameStop. Go now. When in reality, it's available at Game Crazy and everywhere else.
Well, I think they mean like with the special edition or whatever, because I have seen a couple things where the box only, where the game will only come with a certain code on it if you get it from GameStop.
Well, the sad thing is when I pre-ordered my Halo 3 ODST from a Game Crazy, and the commercial said, you only get Johnson at GameStop. Sure enough, I went to Game Crazy. I bought it. First day it came out, midnight. I was there in line for 3.5 hours waiting. Was not fun. I was very cold.
So I bring a DS, genius.
I didn't have a DS at the time. Thank you very much for doing that. For making your product placement.
3DS coming soon.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that.
We'll get that later.
We'll touch that topic later. And I walked in and I asked the guy, I heard that you can only get Johnson from pre-ordering from GameStop. Is this true? He's like, you can get it everywhere. Oh. Well, I'm glad I registered it from you guys. Ha ha. Gosh.
I think the topic is ended at this point.
Yeah, the topic's over. I'm sorry, I was lighting my cigarette. Nintendo news. Moving on to Nintendo. Pokemon Black and White. Yay!
I haven't heard anything new about it recently.
There's new screenshots available on Celebi.net! Japanese name for Celebi. Celebi, damn it. Yeah. They're implementing new 3D technology into the DS game itself. Everything around you is 3D. Better battle graphics. It's about damn time. Everything's changing essentially about Pokemon. The rare Pokemon, if you buy Pokemon Black, your rare Pokemon is white. If you buy Pokemon White, your rare Pokemon is black. It's the yin yang factor. It's a very nice
game.
Oh
my dear God.
What?
The irony of, you know.
Yeah, I know. You white power. You get a black. If you pre-order the Pokemon White, you get the black Pokemon. Black power! If you pre-order Pokemon Black, you get white power.
I can see somebody doing that. Yeah, I got Pokemon White because white people are better. Ha ha. Hey, guess what? You're going to get the black one. What the fuck? I don't want this in my game.
Like I said, this is Nintendo's excuse for being racist. Black power!
Oh, silly.
I wonder how many times I can say black power and not get in trouble.
Probably not very many
more.
I think
we're losing like 100 viewers every time you say that.
What?
I think we're losing like 100 viewers every time you say that.
Yeah, true. I wouldn't be surprised about that. Nintendo Wii. I saw, honestly, I just heard about this. Kirby Epic Yarn.
You haven't heard about that yet?
I didn't see the announcement at E3. I'm sorry. What the fuck?
Yeah, Les is going crazy on the chat over there.
I'm not even paying attention to him. I'm trying not to. I'm trying to ignore him. Kirby Epic Yarn. Yarn. I don't know. I think Nintendo is like the only company that could take the words yarn and put epic in.
And, yeah, pretty much.
And make it awesome.
Okay.
I personally am scared. I've recently seen a, I want to call it a Star Fox cock tease, yet again.
Oh, another one?
There have been better supposedly declassified images given to certain websites. I don't think these to be legitimate, but they're showing off technology with the new R-Wing. It's going to look awesome. It doesn't look real. It officially looks fake in my mind.
Linker, it never happened.
I will be posting the links after the show. I personally, I'm laughing at the new Sonic game. Has anyone seen this yet?
The Colors one. I haven't seen anything new. I've seen the one teaser trailer.
Well, you know me, I'm clueless about the Xbox stuff.
Wait, well, this is on Nintendo Wii. This basically, there's a certain rule you have to follow with the Sonic trailers for people to get hyped up over this game. One, don't show new friends in the trailer. Just show Sonic alone. Bring in some old friends. Two, show the formula for Sonic's failure. Second part, release a new trailer with his new friends. But great graphics and stunning gameplay. Step three, game released, fail. Thus bringing me to, when's Sonic 4 coming out? From what I've heard, the project's been delayed. Yet again.
Of course. Why not?
It's, wow, what the hell? And in other news for Nintendo, DSs, they're becoming iPods!
Hey, that was my topic idea.
I had to say it. Go right ahead.
Okay, so I just made the suggestion to Mr. Topic Stealer over there.
Fuck you.
That Nintendo might be becoming Apple in the sense that every other week they come out with a new DS, and you know Apple comes out with a new iPod every year. You know, first we had the DS, then we had the DS Lite, then we had the DSi, then we had the DSi XL. Now we have the DS 3D or DS 3DS.
What,
you know, and
what's
it's only
next?
Been like what? 5 years since we had the first.
Yeah, it's a year. Every year, there's always a new DS. I've noticed that. What's next? The new DS Weeds.
It's still selling like crack.
Of course, it's the DS.
Or is this, you know, is this going to turn on them or something? Or is it just always going to be, you know, Nintendo will always be selling DSs no matter how many that they do.
Well, you probably hear the jet in the background, folks. I very apologize. I'm outside. I have to smoke outside. I personally believe that Nintendo, when they made the DS, as well, even before the DS, the Game Boy was selling like crack. The Game Boy Pocket, when that came out, oh my god, a small Game Boy! That sold like crack.
That's true, the Game Boy did the same thing.
Oh my god, Game Boy Color, that sold like crack. Oh my god, I can play Game Boy games on my Super Nintendo, that sold like crack. Oh my god, I can play Pokemon on my Super 64, yeah, that sold like crack. Everything Nintendo makes sells like crack. They're drug dealers.
There you go. But just you're right about the fact that they did the same thing with the Game Boys. You know, the Game Boy Color, the Color Game Boy Pockets, the Game Boy Advance, the Game Boy Advance SP, the Game Boy Advance Micro.
Which, oddly enough, if you compare the Game Boy Advance Micro to the PSP sales, the Game Boy Advance Micro outsells it still.
Oh, wow. I did not hear about that.
And I have to say one thing to you PSP fans. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Sony cannot make a decent handheld console. I've played the PSP. I've owned one in the past. My DS is far superior to your PSP. I'm very sorry, guys, but fuck you. You lose.
I think it's because it was trying to be too much and couldn't handle itself. You know, it was trying to be the game system, the internet system, and the movie system at the same time.
It was trying to be a portable Xbox, in other words.
Basically, yeah. Well, PS3.
Yeah, PS3, yeah. In other news for PS3, I've heard new DLCs coming out for Little Big World. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't have one yet. Still not going to get one.
Little Big Planet,
whatever the hell it's called. Little Big World is the same damn thing.
The fanboys be eating you alive if you...
Let him come. Bring it! I've also
careful,
heard...
They're out there.
No, I'm sure they're out there, lurking in their mother's basements.
What are you talking about? You're in your mother's basement.
I live in my garage, thank you very much. It's a cottage house. From what I've seen, there have been quote-unquote Sega DLC for this thing, like Sonic. for all you PC gamers, Steam is doing, I think they finished their sale. Actually, the 4th of July sales, I'm not sure.
They ended. I'm looking every day for more stuff to buy, and I've
already got. Portal was for one day only, $1.99, but I have it because I bought it for free when they're doing that promotion. Mm-hmm. Team Fortress 2 got a recent update with the engineers getting the golden wrenches. Never will your sentry guns be destroyed.
Explain that golden thing to me, because I've seen it. I've seen about people have them, but I don't get how you're supposed to make it.
I don't know. I guess you would have to use the crafting system. I personally do not know. I don't have it.
I've never heard of the crafting system until this point. What?
I've never used either, so it's all good. I'm scared. I don't know. Recently, new info for the Blizzard Real ID. Forum posts will not have your real name shown. So that's done. That's safe. That's safe. But however,
past forum posts. Yeah. So things that you've already posted at this point will not have your name, but anything in the future will.
Yeah. Sorry, Blizzard. Not gonna post on your forums anymore. Thank you. Shameless plug of the day for YouTubes. Check out Popoman 100's Let's Plays. Let's stream. You can catch him streaming live video gameplay from emulators, even though I hate to mention them, emulators, consoles. He legitimately owns every game he emulates, so it's all good. You can watch him, have fun with him, laugh with him. Hopefully soon he will be a guest star on the podcast, I hope, if I can convince him. I personally will be streaming in the next few days when I get my next month, actually. I will be streaming next month on August. Let's go with Wednesday, the 18th of August, 2010, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I will be streaming a live broadcast from my Xbox. We will be streaming War for Cybertron. I will personally be streaming this and playing the campaign. Hopefully, you guys can laugh at me failing and having fun with it.
Oh, we do that already.
Shut your mouth.
We don't need to do it in real time. We do it all the time.
Shut your mouth. Also, another shameless plug, we have an email account for our podcast, otakubydefault@yahoo.com. If you have any questions for the show, any questions for the cast members, feel free to send
any podcast ideas.
We need podcast ideas. We need anime suggested to us to watch and review, because hey, we're otakus. We're not just video games. We're trying to go into anime with our recent episode.
Any tidbits or anime news that you may or may not have.
recently, I know in DBZ Kai, they just got to where Goku hits Super Saiyan. You can catch that.
Did it take 5 episodes for him to actually turn Super Saiyan this time?
One! For one episode!
Oh my god, it didn't take him 5 episodes to
fight? Oh, hell no, they condensed that shit finally.
Thank you. Okay, that might be worth
Thank God. They kept 90% of the original voice actors. However, some of them had to go due to specific reasons. I personally have seen all of Season 1. I went out and purchased Dragon Ball Z Kai on DVD. Season 1, I noticed Gohan's voice is not his original voice. It's Chopper from One Piece. But however, everyone else's voice is the same. Goku's is the same. Chi-Chi's is the same. What's her face? Bulma, I didn't get that far yet. I only watched episode 1. I'm like, oh my god! The fuck! They show the Bardock scene where he's up to Frieza. Frieza's voice is the same. Bardock's voice is the same. Everyone's voice is the same. I didn't like Raditz's new voice. It didn't seem like the keep your eye on the birdie thing. They took that out, too. Keep your eye on the birdie. That's no longer in there. In the first episode, when he meets Piccolo, he's like, To quote Dragon Ball Z Abridged, oh, a smart ass, eh? I don't like smart asses. Here's something for you. Holds up his hand. Keep your eye on the birdie. Shameless plug. Team4Star.com. Go watch.
We need to stop doing shameless plugs unless they're starting to pay us.
Yeah.
Pay me monies, please.
Or at least let us be on Team 4 Stars series, you know, as a guest voice.
Oh, hey, man. Hey, hell yeah. Love that.
I'd love to be the farmer.
Get my gun! Holy crap, it's Sonic the Hedgehog! Oh, wait. It's an alien! Holy shit, it's an alien! Yes, I have memorized 90% of the quotes. It's a good movie. Show. Thing. Damn it. I messed up my one-liner. Special guest stars in the future, hopefully. Red vs. Blue Cast, I've worked in contacting them. Please. Komori Con, the anime convention in Portland, Oregon, that most of our members will be attending. Not heard.
I can't because I'm friggin' East Coast.
Well, yeah, it's all good. We know you. We'll be unveiling a brand new cast member there. That no one will know about till we get there. If he does show up. if we have the panel, even if we fucking don't, we're still doing a broadcast from there. We'll be bringing a laptop with us. We're like, yeah, motherfuckers, we can still record when we're on vacation. Yeah. I think this is good. What do you guys think?
I think we're good. Let's head out.
Alright. Let's make like a baby and head out. And y'all just lost the motherfucking game, bee snatches.